This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for Port Louis on a two-day state visit to Mauritius. He will attend the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest tomorrow. A contingent of Indian Defence Forces will participate in the celebrations along with a ship from the Indian Navy. In his departure statement ahead of his state visit to the island nation, Prime Minister Modi has said Mauritius is a close maritime neighbour, a key partner in the Indian Ocean and a gateway to the African continent. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to the opportunity to engage with the Mauritius leadership to elevate the partnership in all its facets and strengthen the enduring friendship for the progress and prosperity of people, as well as for security and development in the Indian Ocean region. The Parliament passed the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 with the Rajya Sabha approving it on the first day of the second part of the budget session yesterday. The bill seeks to amend the Railways Act 1989 and intends to strengthen the power of the Railways Board by enhancing the functioning and independence of the body. Lok Sabha has already given its nod to this Railways Amendment Bill 2024 last year. Replying to a discussion on the bill, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, Indian Railway is undergoing continuous reforms focusing on infrastructure modernization, technology adoption and improved safety. The Lok Sabha has passed the Bills of Lading Bill 2024 to boost commercial activities in maritime sector. The bill will replace the Indian Bills of Lading Act 1856, which provides a legal framework for issuance of bills of lading. A bill of lading refers to a document issued by a freight carrier to a shipper. It contains details including the type, quantity, condition and destination of goods being carried. The Act states that a bill of lading is conclusive evidence of goods on board. Replying to a debate on the bill, Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, said it is an important legislation for the maritime sector to enhance trading and commercial activities in the country. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon students to adopt the mindset of generating employment instead of getting employment. She said as an entrepreneur, they can find solutions to social problems through their innovative ideas and contribute to the progress of society. The president was speaking at the convocation ceremony of Guru Jambeshwar University of Science and Technology at Hisar in Haryana yesterday.
शिक्षा केवल ज्ञान और कौशल प्राप्त करने का साधन नहीं है शिक्षा मनुष्य के भीतर नैतिकता करुणा और सहिष्णुता जैसे जीवन मूल्यों को विकसित करने का माध्यम भी है शिक्षा आपको रोजगार के योग्य बनाने के साथ साथ सामाजिक जिम्मेदारियों के प्रति जागरूक भी कराती है
President Murmu also addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Brahma Kumaris at Hisar. Speaking at the event, the president said, spirituality transcends man-made boundaries and unites the entire humanity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India and Armenia ties are deeply rooted in history. During the opening remarks in his meeting with Foreign Minister of Armenia, Ararat Mirzoyan, in Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that the first Armenian newspaper was published in India. He said bilateral trade and defense collaboration have increased. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed happiness that they have joined the International Big Cat Alliance. The United Nations World Food Programme, WFP, has highlighted that girls in Afghanistan have not been able to go to primary school for the third consecutive year and urged that no child should go to school hungry. Speaking at the ongoing 58th session of the Human Rights Council yesterday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, stated that women in Afghanistan are currently being denied their basic fundamental rights. He said, in Afghanistan, women and girls are subject to gender apartheid that is unparalleled in today's world. The call came ahead of the International School Meals Day on March 13. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Giants by 9 runs in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 180 set by Mumbai, Gujarat were bowled out for 170 runs. Bharti Fulmali played a blistering knock of 61 runs of 25 balls in a losing cause for the visitors, while Amelia Kerr took 3 wickets for the home side. Earlier, after being put into bat, Mumbai posted 179 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs, with skipper Harmanpreet Kaur scoring 54 runs of 33 balls. She was named player of the match for her performance, marking her 6th such accolade, which is the highest in WPL history. And that is the end of this news bulletin.